方的新年，还有我们中国人的新年。
Not only the regular New Year's, but we have a Chinese New Year's.
然后我们在农历的新年，我们有这样的一个的期望，我们能够在新年活出超越的生命。
Let us have all have this hope for this year that we will have a transformed life.
好不好？我们跟隔壁的弟兄姊妹，我们来祝福他们，来宣告祝福他新年活出超越的生命，好不好？
So we can proclaim to each other that in this new year we are going to be transformed.
新年活出超越的生命 ，Hallelujah！ 究竟我们如何能够活出这样一个超越的生命
？How can we be transformed？
让我们一同来读几段的经文。
Let us read a few scripture.
我们一同来读约翰福音十一章二十五节。我们可以超越死亡。
John chapter 11 verse 25. We can transform. We can transcend from death.
耶稣对他们说，我们一同来读。耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”凡活着信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？超越律法，罗马书第七章 Romans chapter 7 verse 6，我们一同来读。我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主要按照心灵的样新样，不按照遗文的旧样。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下，超越自我。加拉太书第二章 Galatians chapter 2
from ourselves.
我们一同来，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。腓立比书第一章，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督。我们能够超越一切的罪性啊，这个苦难是另外的。我们一同来读罗马书第八章。
We can transcend from tribulation and trouble.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。我们超越苦难。罗马书第八章，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如张宰的羊。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。我们能够超越一切的苦难。
We can transcend from our tribulation and hardship.
让我们在这低头来祷告。
Let us bow down and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，让我们能够面对进入新的一年。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for we entering into the new Chinese year.
主，我们深信在新的一年你要给我们新的恩典，新的带领，新的能力。
We believe that in this new year you will give us a new anointing and new grace and new power.
主，我们心里面何等的盼望在新的一年能够活出你荣耀超越的生命。
We have this cry that we want to live out this life that transcends everything in this new year.
让我们真的尽力能够靠着爱我们的主，我们能够得胜，得胜有余。
Let us experience by the love of Christ, we can overcome.
主啊，你看到我们弟兄姊妹在各样的难处、各样的叹息、各样的需要跟困难当中。
You can see all of us have our own problem and difficulties.
主啊，你更看到我们的惧怕、我们的需要。
And sometimes we have fear, and sometimes we have needs.
主啊，帮助我们经历你超越的生命。
So Lord, help us to transcend from all these difficulties.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我曾经讲过一个故事，提到一个在农村住的一个小孩。
I talk about one of this a story about a child.
Live in the village.
Yeah, a child that live in the farm in the village.
有一天这个小孩就到外面去玩耍。
So one day this kid went to play.
他就看到路边呢有一个的鸡蛋，但是又不太像鸡蛋，比鸡蛋还要大， 是怪怪的一个蛋。
So you saw an egg, but it doesn't look like a chicken egg because it's bigger than a regular egg.
那这个小孩就把这个怪蛋就带回家，他就不管三七二十一，三七二十一，就把它放在这些鸡蛋的旁边，让母鸡一同来孵这些蛋。
So he took this peculiar leg, peculiar looking legs, eggs, went back and put it among with all the other eggs.
然后过了一段时间，哇，这些鸡蛋就被孵出来。
So after a while, all these eggs is hatch out the chicken.
一个一个小鸡啾啾啾就跳出来。
And all the chickens are coming out.
然后这个怪蛋也跳出一个怪小鸡。
And then this special weird looking eggs had come out a little bit different kind of bird.
不太像鸡，比小鸡大一点。
It's a little slightly bigger than a regular chicken.
然后这个怪小鸡也是出生了，跟其他的小鸡一同的长大，一同的在路边捡小虫、捡食物。
How you say chick? It's not a chicken. It's called
chick. Yes, chicken. 小鸡。Yeah.
So this different kind of bird is playing
among
with all the other chicks, little chicks.
然后这个怪小鸡也跟着其他的小鸡慢慢的长大了。
And this weird looking chick is growing up with all the rest of the chicks.
然后他的生活就是每天就是走在路边，很辛苦的去捡这些小虫、小食物来生活。
And every day he's working really hard, trying to pick up the worms from the sidewalk, just like all others.
只要有一天，他看到一只飞鹰在天空翱翔、飞翔，非常的自由，非常的有能力。
And one day, this little peculiar chicks look up in the sky and saw an eagle flying.Full of powers.
哇，他心里面真的是羡慕。
And he's starting, he wants to do that.
他在想，假如我有一天也能够像这个鹰在空中翱翔，会多好呢，多自由呢。
And then he said, one day if I can fly like an eagle, it'll be so great.
但是这个怪小鸡，他却还是在路上慢慢的爬走。
But this weird looking chick is still working his way and living his life just like all others.
他的一生就是跟别的小鸡一样，老死一生，他的梦想却从来没有实现。
Until he died, this weird looking chick never have experienced what his dreams.
很可惜，原来这个小鸡，他是一个小鹰。
And it's very unfortunate because that weird looking chick is basically
他不知道他是小鹰，他不知道他可以飞。
But because he is growing up with all the other chickens, he did not know that he is an eagle.
他从来也没有尝试从高处跳下来，然后举起他的翅膀来飞翔。
And he never have a chance to be brought up to high mountain or high places so he can learn how to fly.
因着他不知道自己是鹰，他不知道他有这种能力可以过着熟天飞翔的生活，所以他一生老死在地上爬走。
He does not know that he has this potential to fly, so in his entire life he have never learned how to fly.
你觉得这个小鹰可不可惜？
Do you think this is very unfortunate?
很可惜，对不对？
It's very sad.
但是我告诉你的弟兄姊妹，今天我们很多的基督徒就像这个怪小鸡一样，我们从来不知道我们在基督里面那个荣耀丰富、那个超越生命的能力。
But brother and sister, today there are so many Christians, it's just like that weird chicken, actually this eagle, he have never find out that he can fly in the spirit of Christ.
神应许我们，那等候耶和华的必要重新得力，必要如鹰展翅上腾。
And it is the promise of God that those that wait upon the Lord, they will rise up and fly like an eagle.
神要用美物使我们的心愿自足，我们要如鹰返老还童。
And he will feed us until we are full and we will be young again just like an eagle.
神能够把那个鹰的生命，那个非常的生命，那个超越的生命能够彰显在我们里面。
The special life of eagles is inside us and God wants us to manifest it.
但很多时候我们不知道有这样一个超越的生命，荣耀的生命。
But oftentimes we do not know that we possess this transforming and the life that can transcend.
在以弗所书第一章十八节跟十九节，神应许我们，他要照明我们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
Ephesians, the Bible said that God wants to light up our heart and He will open up the spiritual eye inside so we know that promise that He gave, given us is so great. And
他在圣徒中得的基业要何等丰盛的荣耀。
And our heritage is so abundant.
而且要知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And the powers that He can manifest through us and for us is so magnificent.
就是照着他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。
And it's just like the powers of God has manifest in the bodies of Christ.
使他从死里复活。
So Christ rise up from the death.
叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
And He sit at the right throne of God, right hand of God, on the throne of God.
神应许这样一个复活大能的力量要在我们每个基督徒身上。
And this resurrection power is promised, is a promise to us, to all Christians.
这个能力大到什么地步？
And how great is this power?
就像这个能力运行在耶稣基督的身上，让他从死里复活。
And this power is so great, it's basically resurrection power that rise Christ up from the death.
同样的能力让耶稣基督能够在天上坐在父的右边。
And it's the same type of power that enabled Christ to sit at the right hand of God.
而这样的能力在你里面。
And this kind of power is inside you and me.
告诉隔壁的人说，这样的能力在你里面。
You can talk to the person right next to you, this kind of power is inside us.
你相信这样的能力在你里面吗？
Do you believe this kind of power is inside us?
当你看以弗所书第二章第六节，神清楚的应许
，verse 6, this is a clear promise from God.
神使我们与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，跟耶稣的经历一模一样。
Yeah, it says that God rises up from the death as Christ, and God put us right.On his right hand, just like Christ.
耶稣基督所经历的
whatever Christ experienced,
他的复活，他的高升
yeah, his being ascend and also his resurrection.
我们每一个基督徒同样的有这种生命的能力，经历与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Spiritually, we should also have the same type of experience.
我们的生命，这个属灵的生命是与耶稣基督一同坐在天上。
Our spiritual life, we are really sitting on the right hand of God in heaven.
我们所有的生命是个属灵的生命，是个超越的生命。
And the life that is inside us is a life that's transformed and transcends is heavenly life.
所以保罗在哥罗西书说，我们的生命与耶稣基督一同藏在神的里面，一同藏在天上。
That's why Apostle Paul said in Colossians that our life is hidden in Christ on the right hands of God.
虽然你的肉体坐在这个椅子上
，Even though our body is sitting on the pedestal here,
但神的话应许说，我们属灵的生命，我们的灵生命。是与耶稣基督一同坐在哪里
？But the Word of God tells us that our spiritual being
坐在天上
is sitting in the heaven. Heaven.
我们在地如在什么？在天。
Even though we're on earth, we're in heaven.
因为我们在基督里面，基督坐在哪里，你也坐在哪里。
Because we are in Christ, wherever He sits, we also sit in Him.
假如你把一封信放在这个圣经里面。寄到台湾去，寄到中国去，这本书寄到中国，这封信也等于寄到哪里啊？也寄到中国。
If you put a letter in between the Bible and send this Bible out, wherever this Bible goes, the letter will go with it.
我们在基督里面，基督坐在天上，我们同样的与耶稣基督一同坐在天上，我们有这样一个荣耀超越世界。一切的生命
Those that are in Christ, wherever Christ sit, we will also sit with Him, and we have this transforming and transcending power inside us.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
何等的荣耀
It's a glorious message.
我们与耶稣基督一同坐在天上
We are sitting on the right hand of God.
我们的生命与耶稣基督一同藏在神的里面
Our life is hidden in Christ.Right next to God.
我们得着神这一个超越荣耀的生命在我们里面。
It is a transcending life that transcends all difficulties and everything.
第一，我们可以超越死亡的惧怕跟畏懈。
The first thing is we can transcend death and its fear of death.
我们知道人类最大的害怕、最大的仇敌、最大的惧怕就是什么？
The greatest enemy and greatest fear of man
就是死亡。
It's death.
所以我们中国有一个秦始皇，他惧怕死亡，他要怎么样？才同女同男去东瀛去寻找长生不老药。
So we can hear the story, the history that some Chinese emperor is trying to find this everlasting drugs or everlasting medicine.
无论你是有多大的权势，多大的力量，人还是害怕死亡。
Because no matter how much power and authority you have, you will always have to be afraid of the death.
所以很多人他们怕死了之后要下到十八层地狱里面去。
And some people are afraid of that when they die, they will go down to the 18th story of hell.
但是我们每个基督徒，我们超越死亡，我们不惧怕死亡。
But all Christians should transcend from the fear of death.
因为耶稣基督应许复活在我，生命在我，虽然死了。必要复活。
Because Jesus Christ promised us, for those who believe in Him, even though we die, we shall be resurrected.
所以神的仆人马丁路德说，我不惧怕死亡。
And therefore the servant of God, Martin Luther said, I do not afraid of dying.
因为死亡就好像一扇门，透过这扇门进入神荣耀的永恒。
Because to me, death is only like a door, a gate, a gateway to the eternity.
我们每个基督徒因着有这个荣耀的生命，我们可以超越死亡，我们可以进入永恒。
And this glorious life is inside us. That's why we are able to transcend from death.
所以我们发现初代教会耶稣的十二个使徒，他们每一位都不惧怕死亡。
That's why we understand in the first in the first period of the church, all the apostles, none of them is afraid of dying.
每一位都为主殉道。
Every single one of them died for Christ.
更有一位第二世纪的教父叫 Ignatius 安塔拿修。
On the second century, there is this ministry called
Ignatius.
Ignatius.
他有一个羡慕为主寻道的心。
He wanted to be a martyr.
他说唯有寻道才能够完完全全的效法基督，效法他的死。
He said that unless I become a martyr, I cannot really match and try to, this Christ life cannot be complete in me.
他真的羡慕要效法基督，要完全的像基督，不单的道德生命像基督，他要也能够在死的事情上像基督。
He urged to be like Christ, not just in the morale, in all the actions and doing, but he wants to be a martyr because that's how Christ, you know.
他祷告他能够成为一个馨香的死的火祭献在神的面前。
So he always pray that someday he can die as a martyr for Christ.
他心里面没有惧怕。
He has no fear for death.
因为他知道耶稣复活，他将来也要同样的复活。
Because he know how Christ resurrected, he shall also resurrect.
所以初代的教会三百多年受到许多的逼迫，许多的基督徒为神寻道。
So in the beginning, for 300 years, there are so many Christians become a martyr.
他们没有惧怕，他们超越死亡。
They have no fear for death.
因着他们的这样的见证，许多的人看到基督教信仰的真实。
And because of the testimony, people know that Christianity is true.
假如神不是又真又活的，怎么会有一群人他们不怕死亡，他们能够超越死亡，为主而寻道？
Because if God is not real, then why so many people is willing to sacrifice themselves to become martyr for him?
这些为主寻道的人，他们不单单相信复活。
And those that die for Christ, not only that they believe in God.
为什么他们愿意为主殉道？
Why they want to become a martyr or willing to be?
因为当他们信主受洗的时候，他们已经受洗归入基督的死，与耶稣基督一同埋葬，一同复活。
Because when they are baptized, in reality, in the spiritual reality, they already bury themselves, die and bury themselves with Christ.
他们真的是认识、经历、体会与耶稣基督一同埋葬，他们不再属于这个世界。
They understand the true meaning of baptism that you already die with Christ.
所以他们不再留恋这个世界，也不再贪恋这个世界， 为这个世界而活。
And they don't belong to themselves, and they have to live their whole life not according to what they want, but what God wants them to do.
他们知道他们不属于这个世界。
They understand that they don't belong to the world anymore.
因为他们已经与基督一同的埋葬，这个世界已经钉在十字架上。
Because the moment that you baptize into Christianity, you're already dead. You are dying with Christ.
所以他们早就预备了这个心，要愿意离开这个世界，与主同在，好的无比。
And at those days, the Christian, they're always thinking about, when I die, I want to be die like Christ and be with Christ in heaven.
所以这是初代的基督徒他们能够超越死亡的原因。
And this is the reason why the first generation of the Christian, they can transcend the power.
他们不单能够超越死亡，他们也超越律法的一切的捆绑。
And not only that they can transcend death, but they transcend from the powers of the law and the bondage of law.
刚才我们所读的加拉太书第五章跟罗马书第七章，让我们看到我们不在律法之下了。
And earlier we read about Colossians chapter 5 and Romans chapter 7. It talks about that we do not live under the bondage of law.
我们不在律法的咒诅、律法的重轭、律法的捆绑之下。
We don't live under the bondage of law.
我们今天能够完完全全超越律法的咒诅、律法的捆绑、律法的审判。
Because Christians have the life that transcends the boundage of law.
因为一切律法的咒诅、审判已经临到谁的身上？
Because all the curses and the judgment of law has come down upon who?
耶稣基督的身上，
Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus on the cross, he has taken all the punishment and judgment of the law.
但是很可惜，在当时的犹太人到今天的以色列人，他们没有办法超越律法，他们仍然活在律法的重轭之下。
And it's a sad thing that those say the Jews until today, the Israelites, they still do not understand they still do not understand they have a life that transcends above the law. They're living under the law.
犹太人的 Torah, 他们的律法有613条诫命。
In the Torah, which is the law of the Jewish people, they have 613 commandments.
想想看，他们要非常小心的守住这613条诫命。
Imagine you try to keep this 613 commandments in your life.
他们要靠守诫命能够得着永生。
They were thinking that if they abide all laws, they will have the everlasting life.
单单在安息日守安息日节头律法上面就有39条关乎安息日不能做的事情。
And just on the Sabbath, like today, the Sunday, they have like 39 commandments, what you cannot do on Sunday, or what you should do.
所以假如今天你去到以色列，假如你碰到 Sabbath day, 安息日，那么你发现这些以色列人呢，他们坐电梯呢，都不敢去按电梯的。
If you right now, if you're in Israel, and you happen to be in a Sabbath day, you will find out the people over there,When they take the elevator, they would not dare to press the button. Yeah, because if you press the button of the elevator, you're basically working.
那怎么办？怎么上21层的大楼？
So how can you go up to twenty-first floor?
你慢慢走路上去也不行。这个超过安息日当走的路程。
And you have to just walk up there, and also you cannot exceed the limit of how far you can travel.
所以他们就只有请一些。他们认为的亚拉伯人、外邦人帮他们去按那个电流。
So if they want to abide that law, they have to hire somebody to go into the elevator.
要在家里面要煮饭，也不能点火，怎么办
？And if you're at home, you're not supposed to light the fire.
所以或许就请别人帮他来点火，或者是说这个火就礼拜五的时候就不要把它灭掉。
Or you say maybe you should hire somebody that's non-Christian.Non-Jewish to light the fire, or you can just leave the fire on Friday.
我们听起来觉得很可笑。
And when we listen to it, say, wow, that's very tough to follow.
但是对以色列人、对犹太人，他们觉得这些就是律法，他们要守这些律法，靠守律法能够得救、得永生。
But for the Jews, they do this every single day because this is the way they live. They want to obey the law.
但是我们感谢神，我们基督徒，我们超越的律法的重。我们不需要靠律法、靠善功来得救。
Well, praise the Lord, as a Christian, we transcend from this bondage of law. We are not saved by the law.
同样今天我们看到这些回教徒，他们要守一生的所谓五大善功来得救上天堂。
And you can see the Muslim, they have to do five things in their life in order to go to heaven.
他们这五大善功包括一生要到麦加朝拜一次。
One of them is in their lifetime they have to go to Mecca and to try to worship God.
所以你就发现，哇，每年在麦加为什么有那么多人要在那边朝拜，甚至人多到会踩死人。
So sometimes, you know, the people around the temple is so crowded, sometimes they trample, some people are trampled.
因为他们要靠这个朝拜麦加而得永生。
Because they have to, once in a lifetime, they have to do that, they must do it to get everlasting life. This is what they believe.
然后每年他们要守一个月的斋戒日。
And every year, there's 1 month, they have to do some
fasting.
Fasting for 1 month.
然后一天还要三次的朝着麦加来明白。
And three times a day, you have to bow down toward that Mecca direction to worship God.
然后要守住可兰经所有的教训。
And you have to obey all the law in the Quran.
所以有一次我就问一个回教徒，他是我的 roommate， 我就问他，你要守到什么时候才有这个得救的确据，知道你真的得救呢？他说我不知道。
So one day I asked my roommate, he's a Muslim, and I say, you have to obey all this law until when will you be so certain that you are saved? He said, I will never know.
我们感谢神，我们基督超越了一切的律法。
We thank God that in Christ, we transcend.
不是我们基督不守法。
It's not saying that we don't have to obey the
law. 乃是耶稣基督为了我们，他守住了一切律法的义，存心顺服，以至于死在十字架上，他为我们守住了这一切的义。
But because Christ has completed the law, and he has obeyed all laws, and he died on a cross for us.
所以在罗马书说，律法的总结就是基督，耶稣基督守住了一切的律法。
That's why the Roman translation said that the foundation and the summary of law is Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督的义归算在我们身上。
And the righteousness of Christ can come upon us.
因为假如要靠我们罪人要守得住神的律法，我们一生永远都没有办法做到。
Because if we have to base on our own good doing, as a sinner, it's so difficult to do.
但是我们感谢神，耶稣基督为我们成就了一切的义。
But we praise God that Christ, He have complete all righteousness for us.
但是不代表说我们基督徒就不需要再守律法行善。
But it doesn't mean that as a Christian, we do not have to fulfill the law.
也在以弗所书第二章第十节，神告诉我们，我们原是他的工作，在基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善。
So in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, it talks about that we are his handiwork and that we are supposed to do all the good deeds as him.
但是我们今天基督徒守律法行善不再是为了得救。
But even though we do good doing, what we do cannot give us a salvation. Our salvation is not based on our good doing.
所有地上的宗教他们都是靠行善而得救。
Every single other religious in the world is going, they have to count on their good deeds to go to heaven.
他们先行善后得救。
So they have to first do the good deed, then they go to heaven.
但是感谢主，我们每个基督徒是先得救，怎么样？
后
行善。
But praise the Lord, in Christianity, we first be saved, then we do good deeds.
Hallelujah, 我们今天在行善不是为了得救。
So when we do good deeds, it's not because we want to go to heaven.
我们已经在基督里面得救了。
Because we're already saved in Christ.
但是我们愿意行善，好让我们能够见证基督，荣耀基督。
But we want to do the good deeds because we want to give him the good testimony.
这是我们基督徒超越律法生命的荣耀。
And Christians transcend law.
而当我们愿意行善守律法，神在申命记第五章跟二十八章都应许我们，我们守这些律法，这些的诫命，我们就可以存活得福。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 28, God always promises that when we do all this good deed and obey the law, we will be blessed.
神应许我们各样的祝福，让我们居上不居下，作首不作尾。
God promises all kind of blessing, like we will always be the leader, we will not be the people that follow.
因为当我们守神的律法，守神的诫命，荣耀神。
Because when we obey the law, we're glorifying God.
神也要荣耀我们。
God will also glorify you.
神要把各样的福分、各样的恩赐、各样的能力、各样的祝福倾倒在你身上。
God will give you all kind of blessing and powers and grace and will pour down upon you.
我们基督徒超越律法的自由。
So we have a life that transcends law.
第三，我们在基督里面可以超越自我。
Thirdly, in Christ we can transcend our own self.
在加拉太书第二章二十节，保罗经历说，现在活着的不再是我。
So in Colossians chapter 2 verse 20, Paul said, right now, what I'm living is not me, but it's Christ living in me.
每一个属主的人，我们能够经历耶稣基督生命的大能，来超越我们自我原来的想法计划。
Every single Christian should have this transcending life inside us that we can overcome all our thinking and our goal and our attitudes.
假如按照扫罗保罗原来他的自我的想法跟计划，他要做一个拉比，他要做个法利赛人，他要做一个义士。
Yeah, because according to Apostle Paul, originally he wanted to be a rabbi, he wanted to be a Pharisee, he wanted to do all kinds of things.
但他从来没有想过，当他成为基督徒之后，他成为耶稣基督的使徒。
But he had never thought of it that when he becomes a Christian, he turns into the ambassador of God.
我们每一个基督徒都能够经历这种超越自我的生命。
All of us can transcend from ourselves, own self.
我也从来没有想过我会做牧师，我会在神学院里面做老师。
And I have never think of it that I'll be professor in the seminary and I'll become a pastor in the church.
我原来的计划只是想，我读完 WE 毕业了，我就做个电机工程师。
I always thought that after I finish school, I'll become an electrical engineer.
哇，真的是神为我所预备的，超过我所求所想。
But what God has prepared for me has exist from what I originally been thinking.
我今天你也是一个老师，你是一个电机工程师，但是我告诉你，神为你所预备的绝对比你原来所想的超过你所求所想。
Maybe what you're thinking now is I want to be so and so and do what kind of career, but what God has prepared for you surpass what you have think.
因为神要在我们里面扩张我们生命的境界。
Because God really want to transform ourselves so we can excel and transcend from our own self.
让我们真的经历现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面活着。
So we can experience that now that it's living, it's not me, but it's Christ living in me.
就好像马丁路德所讲的，他说我们每个基督徒就像一个空的手套，让神的生命进到这个手套里面，来用我们的生命再次把基督的生命彰显出来。
So Martin Luther make this statement saying that Christian is like a pair of gloves and it's God's hand, God's life that is inside us to do all the things through this glove.
耶稣基督不单单第一次在地上道成肉身，活出他的恩典跟真理。
Not only that, Christ come down and live out this life and truth.
他更需要透过我们每一位，他在我们生命中有属灵的道成肉身，透过你的生命把他的恩典跟真理再次活出来。
And this word become fresh is also want to spiritually happen among the Christians. Is his word is going to through the Christians to live out on earth.
耶稣基督要用你的生命成为一个人生的舞台，好让耶稣再活一次。
So God want to use you as a pedestal for his life to manifest once again in your life.
这就是马丁路德所说的 spiritual incarnation, 属灵的道成肉身在你的里面。
And Martin Luther called this the spiritual incarnation,
道成肉身。
Yeah. It's a second, it's like the word become fresh through us.
只要你愿意，你把你的生命，把你人生的舞台 真的是交在耶稣的手上，耶稣能够用你的人生的舞台再次彰显他的荣美、他的大能、他的恩典、他的真理。
Because if you are willing to lay down your own pride, your own dreams, and give it give yourself to the hands of God, God can use you mightily.
只要你愿意，照着罗马书十二章第一节所说的，要做一件什么事？
If you're willing to follow Romans chapter 12 verse 1,
把身体献给神当作活祭，让神完全的掌权在你的生命里面。
That we want to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice so God can work through us.
你真的成为一个完全倒空的器皿，好让神来充满你，好像保罗所说的，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Do you really have this urge and this cry to pour yourself willingly?To let Christ live through you, live in you.
你就成为一个空的器皿，真的经历神圣灵的宝贝，在这个瓦器里面彰显出莫大的能力，能够胜过一切的困难，一切的逼迫。
If you're willing, it will be like this precious thing is inside the clay vessel that you can manifest the powers and the glory through you.
要第五，我们能够超越一切的苦难。
Fifth, number five, that we can transcend from all tribulation and difficulties.
对我们基督徒在地上生活，不是天色常来。
As a Christian, doesn't mean that we have no problem in life.
就好像我们最近在湾区的天气，哇，过去这几个礼拜一直下雨，又刮风。
It's just like the weather, you know, it's always raining lately. Storm.
但是我们基督徒无论遇到任何的苦难、任何的难处、别人的误会、别人的攻击、别人的伤害，我们可以超越这一切。
But as a Christian, no matter what kind of difficulties you're going on, how people treated you and the circumstances, we should have a life to transcend all this.
就好像保罗所经历的，他说没有任何的苦难、任何的逼迫任何的饥饿使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
And it's just like what Apostle Paul has said, there is nothing in this world that can separate me from the love of Christ.
因为我们能够经历靠着那加给我们力量的，我们就能够得胜有余。
For the one that strengthened me, that I shall be an overcomer. More than an overcomer.
在我们中国教会有位姐妹叫做蔡淑娟。
In the Chinese church, there's a very famous, lady ministry called Miss Chai.
她写了一本书叫《暗思之后》。
She wrote a book talking about the Queen of the Dark
Chamber.
Dark Chamber.
我不晓得我们当中有没有人看过她的见证。
The Queen of the Dark Chamber.
啊，有好几位。这位姐妹她住在这个宾州 Paradise 这个地方。
Pennsylvania. She lived in Pennsylvania.
那他患了一种病，我们知道是一种很特别的病毒，在他的身上呢，让他眼睛不能看光，一看光就非常的刺痛。
It's a very very strange disease that's inside her, that whenever she see her eyes will be so painful.
而且不但他不能见光，他整个身体的关节肌肉常常在这种病毒的影响之下是常常活在疼痛里面。
And because of this disease.Her entire body, all the joints, it will be always aching and hurting.
24小时都是活在痛苦，活在黑暗里面。
24 hours a day, she's living in pain.
假如一般的人绝对会忧郁症，不想活了。
So for most people, you will end into a depression and you probably will, you don't want to live.
你不能见光，而且每一秒钟都在疼痛里面。
You cannot see light and you're always constantly in pain.
但是这位姐妹她真的是经历耶稣复活生命的大能，在他里面超越一切的苦难。
But the powers of resurrection of Christ is inside her. That's why she can transcend all this all this pain and difficulty.
她每一个时刻的痛苦，就让她每一个时刻去支取耶稣复活生命的大能。
Because to her, that every single minute and second that she is in pain, she has to rely on Christ.
她真的经历到神的能力在软弱人身上显得完全。
She can experience that the power of God manifests even more completely, more so among the weak.
很多时候我觉得，哎呀，我们真的活得太好了，所以我们不懂得去倚靠神。
Sometimes we live so well of a life, we don't know how to rely on God.
唯有当我们真的是经历苦难的时候，我们才会学会 真的每时刻来呼求神仰望神去支取他的能力。
It's only when you go through tribulation that you will cry out to God because there's no one else that you can turn to.
所以我曾经跟大家分享过罗伦斯弟兄的见证，记得吗？
So I talked to you about the testimony of
Brother Lawrence. 他为什么能够每时刻活在神的面前来仰望神依靠神？
Why that he can constantly rely on God and focus on God?
还记得我说他是一个什么？啊，他是一个半瘸腿的人。
Because he is a crippled person.
但是他的工作却要在厨房里面做大厨，要搬盘子，要洗盘子，要清洁。假如他一个时刻不依靠神，他盘子就摔破了。
But even though he is crippled, he's working as a cook and have to do his very strenuous work and he had to lift a lot of heavy things. So if he do not know how, if he does not know how to rely on God, he cannot last for a minute.
所以我今年的祷告，神啊，让我成为一个属灵的坛子。
So this year, I'm praying to God, let me become a spiritual
好，让我能够时刻来仰望你，依靠你，得着罗伦斯弟兄的恩膏。
So I will be able to just focus on you every second and rely on you.
让我们成为一个灵里贫穷的人，我们才会时刻的来依靠神，仰望神。
Let us be poor in the spirit and humble in the spirit, so we will learn how to rely on God.
这个灵里贫穷，原文贫穷这个字是描写一个膝盖这样的贫穷。贫穷，你要好像是一个属灵的膝盖，每一天都要向神支取，向神讨求。
And in the original text about this poor in the spirit, the poor means like you're like a beggar. So you have constantly in every moment you're begging.Pleading to God for mercy.
弟兄姊妹，让我们看到我们里面的生命是何等荣耀超越的生命。
If you can see and understand this sermon, then you see that we do have this life inside us to transcend all.
让我们用信心支取活出这样一个复活生命的大能。
And let us have this faith to live out this life.
对，今年我们会有各样的挑战，各样的难处，各样的需要。
Of course, for this new coming year, we will have all kinds of challenges and needs and maybe difficulties.
让我们预备好 get ready.
Yeah, but we have to get ready.
让我们都能够去跟郑牧师学飞鹰能够翱翔飞在天上 Hallelujah.
Yeah, and we should learn how to fly in the spirit.
能够超越一切地上的难处、困难、攻击、误会、打击。
Because this type of transformation will transcend all kinds of difficulties on earth.
我们真能够经历我们的生命如鹰展翅上腾，飞到主的宝座前，不断的敬拜他，赞美他，经历他的同在，荣耀跟大。
So we can experience like an eagle soaring in the heavenly sky.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us all bow down and pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.